So I asked at the beginning of the show, do you have any smells that bring you back to your time or place? And some texts here. I'm in my 50s now, but have great memories of coming home from school on a winter's evening to the smell of stew. Yeah. Mmm. And apple tart. Great memories. Kieran and Carlo, my favourite old time smell is turf burning in a house. Brings me back to the Gaeltacht Connemara back in the late 60s. Oh, yes. Actually, that smell of smoke, which you're not allowed to smell in Dublin anymore, but that reminds me of going back to school. Well, today we're joined by an artist who has a new exciting exhibit that has created a smell for the Liberties in Dublin, Erin Quinn. Hello.
Hello.
You look amazing.
Thanks, Brandon.
Erin's wearing the most beautiful deep purple shirt. She looks absolutely gorgeous. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
Good. Excited for the weekend?
Very excited. Very okay. Excited for this week in the Liberties Festival.
Yeah, I will be in and around the Liberties area, so I shall pop along. Yes, yeah, so it starts on...
Today.
It starts today.
It launches today, yeah.
Oh, congratulations. And you're in telling us all about it. Okay, so how did you get into scent?
So I've been a big fan of scent for all of my life, really. And it was something that connected my father and I. I used to wear men's cologne when I was a teenager.
What one?
Eau Sauvage.
Yeah.
I loved Eau Sauvage.
Gorgeous.
I was a photographer for a long time. When my dad passed away, I was taking some photographs of him in his last moments. But what really struck me was the shirt that was left behind smelled of him and brought me so close to him, like nothing, like a photograph could never do.
That's so true, isn't it?
Yeah. So that kind of sparked something, I think. I didn't actually get into scent making until much later, but I think that sort of sparked something and that connection that you can have with scent. And in researching, you know, it's the only one of our senses that's directly connected to the place in the brain that stores memories and emotions. So it's really, really powerful.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. So it takes you right there.
Yeah, it really does, actually, because I have... That's so interesting, though. I was three... Everybody else was at school. And I remember that. Do you remember that toddler time when you knew the other kids weren't there, but you were there, but you had your mum to herself and the roads were all quiet and warm Weetabix? That, I have a vision of that smell. Gives me the visual. Yeah, isn't that really interesting?
Wow.
Yeah. And it was just hot milk on Weetabix. And Weetabix smelled stronger than porridge. I don't know why, but just did.
It's a very hoppy barley smell almost as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does the Guinness smell kind of remind you of that?
The Guinness smell, because my grandparents are from Dublinate, are from the Liberties and around that area. My great-grandparents, sorry. And so my parents would have grown up there. So that area is very familiar to us. And so the smell of Hobbs, which I found so ugly as a smell, as a child, I now love.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's kind of an odd smell.
It's not
familiar.
Not a familiar smell, yeah.
So you're inspired by this moment with your dad. We went looking for some of my dad's clothes after he passed away and somebody had washed them. But it was okay. He wore more Old Spice than should be legal.
That's what my dad wore.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he ever wear High Karate? Do you remember High Karate was a real cheap
one
at Christmas?
I was in Canada, so
okay.
He had really good taste and scents, actually, but the last one that he wore was Old Spice.
I'm fascinated that scent is connected emotionally in our brain more than any other sense. That's really interesting, isn't it? Wow. Okay, so you then came up with the idea of using scent in an exhibition, which is a bit of a stretch as an idea. So tell me about that.
It's a huge stretch. So basically during lockdown, I was asked to work with an artist. She's a visual artist and she's also a musician and singer. She asked me to collaborate with her on making a scent in response to an album that she made around healing songs around the world. So she'd asked me to do this well before lockdown, and then lockdown happened and she said, well, look, we can't actually meet to do this. It can't be a performance like it was supposed to be. But what I want to do is still make a scent with you, but I want it to go to all carers, like to a lot of carers all over Ireland.
Gorgeous.
So we never met and everything was done on Zoom and we just had chats on the phone and I would post her different scents back and forth and we'd discuss, you know, which direction it was going in. So eventually we made 200 bottles and sent it to carers all over Ireland along with her album. And the thing that we heard the most from people was that they found the music and the scent together gave them a real sense of connection and it really soothed them during that time. So I was also thinking about the amount of people that had no one around during lockdown and were missing that sense of touch as well and how it's so vital to everyone's mental health and to, you know, just for everything. So I was thinking it would be really nice to do something that was scent and touch.
Oh, very good.
It would be quite powerful, I think. So I've created this space called Holding Space, which is just that.
Okay, Holding Space, made famous by Cynthia Niver. What's Cynthia's name? Some Wicked is Holding Space. I love that phrase.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's holding
Someone
space.
Said that to me recently.
It's now definitely a thing.
Yeah.
So how did you gather information for the scent for the Liberties? Am I jumping too far forward quickly?
No, not at all. Not at all. So we contacted...
And why the Liberties? Because of this...
Well, so I had done this project. The first time I did this project was for another love story last summer.
Ah, okay.
And the scent that I used was a scent that I'd made in response to the forest in where another love story is held in Cloyne Manor.
I know what I'm missing. How did you come up with the scent for the album for the Carers? What did you put in it? How does that work?
Different medicinal things that are used in healing.
Like eucalyptus-y.
So eucalyptus-y things, medicinal herbs like chamomile, things that were soothing, things that were comforting.
Gorgeous.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Okay. And then the Liberties one. Which...
So the Liberties one, basically, fast forward. So basically, Michael McDermott from the Liberties Festival.
Hi, Michael.
Asked me about my the holding space that I did for Another Love Story. And asked if I would do it for the Liberties and maybe make a Liberty scent. So we gathered, we went to the Liberties community groups and gathered elders from the Liberties, integration groups, Ukrainians and third year secondary students from Warrenmount in the Liberties as well. And I did a series of workshops in the Irish Museum of Modern Art.
Wow.
So I sent them all questionnaires specifically geared to whatever group I was talking to. And then from those questionnaires, we looked at various scents in the workshops. And that's how we came up with the Liberty scent.
Can I get access to the Liberty scent? Did you bring it in?
I did.
Oh, I'm excited. So I've lived in Dublin A for pretty much all of my adult life. I've just recently moved to Wicklow. So that's kind of an easier scent to crack. The Liberties is so mixed with
everything.
It's
so mixed.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Give me what the elements are then.
So there's about 23 scent ingredients. Some of them are different accords that I've made and some of them are essential oils or perfumer's molecules as well. So some of the notes that are in it would be hay, horse, beer.
Yeah.
Hops, honey, church incense, leather. O'Keefe's came up a lot.
Have you got it there?
Yeah, I do. What would you like to smell?
Okay, I'd like to smell the Hobbs.
I don't have the beer one, sorry.
Okay, the beer one.
Okay, I have
it here, thank you.
Church incense.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Oh, that one here, hold on.
That's incense-y.
This is church incense here.
Oh, I love church incense. Oh my goodness, absolutely gorgeous. Thank you so much. Oh, wow. Now that takes me back to being about 12, 13.
Really?
Yeah, being an altar boy for a week. I hated it. Didn't fit in. I loved the dress though, but I didn't like anything else about it. They're beautiful. So you've done a number of scents.
So I've gathered a number of scents. So in the Liberties final scent, there's around 23 ingredients. So all of these notes are in it.
See, these are all the notes. So I'm smelling the incense. So
these are just the notes that are within it.
The only time you get to smell this now is sadly actually really at funerals when they wave the canister and that lovely smell comes in. And you can see everybody in the church going, oh, I love that smell. Don't smell that a lot.
You can smell a little bit of the wood and the polish on the wood also in that incense.
So when you put all these elements together to get the Liberty scent, are you not concerned that they might cancel some bits out?
Yeah, it's quite tricky.
So how does it work?
So it's tricky. There's a lot of trial and error and a lot of things that smell really bad.
Yeah.
But eventually I put it together and I think it smells quite nice. I think the hay and the honey are quite central in this, but also want you to just smell this one.
Yeah, what's this one now?
So this is Turkish Rose and this is a tribute to Kathleen Farrell, the flower seller who actually passed away in January. She was the Meath Street flower seller. So this is just a little tribute to her in the scent as well.
Yeah, I got it here. Yeah, hang on. I knew her.
Did you?
I did know Catherine on the corner there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and her daughter now does it.
That's right, yeah.
Gosh, God rest her. Oh, wow. She was a great woman for the gossip, wasn't she? She'd know everything about everybody around. She was brilliant. That's beautiful. That's like a really strong smell of fresh flowers.
Yeah, isn't it?
Really beautiful.
So do you want to smell the final scent?
Yeah, go on. This is the actual scent.
This is the actual scent.
This is the smell of the Liberties.
So luckily I had Claire Campion, the design lecturer from NCAD, and Christine Rogers and... Aaron Rogers and Christine Lauren helping me with all the design elements.
Okay, so how can I, if I'm listening to the radio right now and I'm Oh, it's gorgeous. And I want to smell this. I can go to your workshop in Emma, the making of the Liberty Centre, yeah. This Friday.
This Saturday, actually, at 11 o'clock in Emma.
In Emma, free. And it's free. But
it's free. All tickets need to be booked on the libertiesfestival.com website.
Okay.
So Tuesday night, Wednesday night and Thursday night, we'll be unveiling the scent within a special little space where I'll be holding people's hands for a period of time anonymously. So you just come in, give me your hands to hold.
Wow.
And the space will be like it'll be like a hug from the Liberties community. The scent around you. And then each person that sits with me will get a little handmade thing that I've made that will be covered in the scent of the Liberties that they can bring home with them.
So are we in... God, it's got loads of notes in it. I love it. Yeah, it's lovely. I got a bit of richness in it. I've got incense in it. I've got flowers. I've got the bit of the Hobbs.
You smell it? Yeah.
It's
the beer.
It smells like home.
Does it?
Yeah, it's really good. I love it. It's really lovely. So people want to find out more, they go to thelibertyfestival.com because while
the libertiesfestival.com website, yeah.
And everything, all these events are free, but we do need to get tickets and they will be pretty full. Is that correct?
Yes. We've got a few tickets left for the events on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. But people from Bridgefoot Street area and people who are involved in the workshops can just walk up.
How exciting. Erin Quinn, holding space. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.